欢迎我们的朋友弟兄姐妹来参加我们第二个晚上的布道会。
We welcome our friends and our brother and sister for attending the second night of our evangelical service.
愿神借着今天晚上的聚会，将丰盛的平安与福气赏赐给我们。
And may through tonight's evangelical service that all of us may be blessed by God.
我们一起来预备心，低头默祷。
So let us bow our heads and let us pray.
阿们，奉主耶稣基督圣名，开始我们第二个晚上的布道会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, begin our second night of evangelical service.
大家来高声歌颂神。
Let's sing hymn to praise God.
136首。
Hymn number 136.
我们唱四节136首。
Hymn number 136.
请大家站立。
Please stand.
大家暂时站立。
Please remain standing.
我们跟天上的神做一个悟性祷告。
Let us pray to our God in heaven.
请大家低头闭目。
Let's all bow our heads and pray.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
在的天父，救主耶稣基督， 我们感谢赞美你。
Our merciful Father, our heavenly and Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, and we praise you and we thank you.
你带领我们进入第二个晚上的布道会。
You have led us back now into the second day of our evangelical service.
你更吸引我们的朋友来到你面前，跟我们来敬拜神。
And you have drawn our friends before you to come to know you.
主啊，如果不是你亲自带领啊，我们就枉然劳力。
Oh Lord, if it is not for your guidance, then we have labored in vain.
如果不是你亲自看守，我们就枉然警醒。
If you have not watched over us, then it is we have been keeping ourselves useless.
所以我们真的谢谢你啊，一直以来啊，用你的慈神爱所带领着我们的弟兄姐妹跟我们的朋友。
And so we thank you so very much that you have guided us and our friends so far.
能够让他们知道这里就是永生神的家。
So that our friends can understand that here is your eternal home.
啊，这里是您施平安跟喜乐满足的地方。
It is here where you give us satisfaction and peace.
啊，当我们来到你的圣殿。
So that when we come to your holy temple,
我们可以聆听你的真理。
That we can listen to your words of truth.
主啊，你的道就是我们脚前的灯。
Oh Lord, your words are a lamp unto our feet.
你的道是我们路上的光。
And then your words shines a light unto our path.
当没有你的道理，我们常常徘徊在人生的十字路口。
If without your words, many times we are only stuck at the crossroads of life.
我们不晓得何去何从。
We do not know where to go and what direction to take.
你道理的亮光照亮我们的路程。
But your light have shined upon our path to lead us the way in which we should walk.
你带领我们看清楚生命的价值。
You have shown before us the value and the meaning of life.
你带领我们看清人生的方向。
And also see clearly what is the direction that we should take.
主啊，你的话就是我们灵魂的粮食。
Oh Lord, your words are the food for our souls.
你们活着不是单靠食物。
For we live not by bread alone.
我们活着乃是靠你口中所出的一切话。
But we live by the words that comes out of your mouth.
所以你的真理已入我们的耳朵。
And so when your truth enters into our ear,
我们的心中就觉得非常的甘甜。
And then it will feel so sweet within our heart.
所以主啊，在地上除了你以外，我们还有谁呢？
And so, dear Lord, upon this earth, who else is comparable to you?
在天上，我们也没有任何人可以让我们来恋慕的。
And upon the heavens, there is no one other than you that we yearn after.
主啊，你是我们恋慕的对象。
Oh Lord, you are him who we yearn after.
你是我们的满足。
You are our satisfaction.
你是我们杯中的福分。
And you are the the filling of our cup.
谢谢主耶稣，今天晚上继续将真理来阐明给我们。
And we thank you once again tonight that you share with us thy truth.
因为你就是真理。
Because you are the truth.
愿你借着仆人的口把这样的道理阐明，让我们来了解。
And through the mouth of your servant, that you may manifest your words.
让我们人生充满了真理的带领。
And so that we have this direction in our life.
我们人生有这个真理的满足。
And that we have this satisfaction from the truth.
我们在聚会之前恭恭敬敬的把今天晚上交托在你的手中。
So before our service, we pray in this manner and we offer our worship into thy hands. 愿一切
尊贵、颂赞、荣耀都归你的圣名。
And all the praise and glory be unto your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
再次的欢迎我们的朋友。
We once again welcome our friends.
弟兄姐妹来参加我们第二个晚上的布道会。
And our brother and sister for coming to attend the second night of our evangelical service.
我们继续邀请我们的诗班来这边歌颂天上的神。
So once again we invite our choir to praise him to God.
也再请梁传道为我们阐明耶稣就是真理。
After that, we will invite our pastor Liang to once again share with us the gospel of the way of truth.Welcome to the choir. Welcome, our dear friends, for joining us on the second evening.
耶稣就是真理。
Tonight, I would like to share with you this topic that Jesus is the truth.
基督教的信仰的基础是什么？
What is the basic foundation of a Christian faith?
就是耶稣这一个人。
And it is built upon this person of Jesus Christ.
所以认识基督教其实就是指着认识主耶稣。
And so to be, believe in the Christian faith, it is to say that one believes in this person of Jesus Christ.
为什么基督教是可信的？
Why is it that Jesus is to be believed?
因为耶稣是可信的。
Why is Christianity to be the belief? Because Jesus is believable.
为什么基督教超越一切的宗教？
Why is it that Christianity excels on, beyond other religions?
因为耶稣超越一切宗教的创始人。
Because Jesus Christ excels above all other.
如果在耶稣的身上我们可以找到一点点的错误，基督教就是有瑕疵的宗教。
If you can find a flaw upon Lord Jesus Christ, then that would say that Christian faith also has a flaw.
但是主耶稣在世界上活了三十几年，没有一个人能够指出他的错误。
But Jesus Christ lived in this world for 33 years of his life, and no one can point out his flaw.
他的生活没有错误。
In his life, it is perfect.
他讲的话没有错误。
The words in which he speaks is perfect.
他的行为没有错误。
The action and his behavior is perfect.
所以以他为主的信仰是没有错误的。
And so to believe in him as our faith, it is correct.
今天晚上我们要来查考主耶稣的自我介绍。
And so tonight we would like to study an introduction into Lord Jesus Christ.
他说，我就是真理。
For he introduced himself as I am the truth.
首先我们来看主耶稣跟比拉多的一段对话。
And so first, let us look into the conversation of Lord Jesus Christ with Pilate.
请看约翰福音十八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 18.
约翰福音的十八章。
John chapter 18,
37节
verse 37.
约翰福音十八章三十七节。
John chapter 18, verse 37.
比拉多说：“哦，这样你是王吗？”比拉多问耶稣一个问题。
Here Pilate asked Jesus a question. He said, "Are you a king then?"
主耶稣没有否定他是王。
And Jesus did not deny that he is not a king.
他说，你说我是王。
He said that you say rightly that I am king.
那我也是为此而生，为此来到世间。
And for this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world.
当比拉多问说，你是王吗？
When Pilate asked Jesus and said, "Are you a king then?"
因为当时是在罗马帝国的统治之下。
Because during that time, the land was under the rule of the Roman Empire.
如果耶稣是王，
now if Jesus is king,
他就是罗马帝国的一个对手。
Then he becomes one that is contradicts the rule of the Romans.
所以罗马帝国就可以办他。
And then the Roman Empire can bring him into judgment.
但是当主耶稣说，你说我是王。
And what, but Jesus, when he said, he responded and said, "You say that I am king."
这可是指着另外一种王。
Then he is referring it to another kind of kingship.
我们看三十六节。
Let's look in back to verse 36.
耶稣回答说，我的国不属这个世界。
Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world."
一个王一定有国度的。
A king must have his own kingdom.
主耶稣说，我是王。
Jesus said, "I am a king."
但是我的国不属这个世界。
But he also says, "My kingdom is not of this world."
不是这个物质的世界。
Not of this material world.
主耶稣来世界传道第一句话，天国近了。
When Jesus came to this world and he first preached, he said, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand."
这个天国就是神的国。
This kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God.
天国近了。就是主耶稣要把神的国从天上带到人间。
And so when he said the kingdom of heaven is at hand, that is in reference that the kingdom of God is to be brought through the teaching of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣说，神的国 就在你的心里面。
And so Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is in your heart.
所以当主耶稣说我是王，
And so when Jesus said, I am the king,
他就是指着那个属灵国度的王。
He is referring to the spiritual kingdom.
当我们开始接受信仰，
When we begin to accept this faith,
我们就是在接受神的国在我们内心实现。
We are accepting the kingdom of heaven into our heart.
那耶稣就在我们内心做我们的主宰。
And then Lord Jesus becomes the king in our hearts.
他在带领我们。
And he guides us in this life.
他在管理我们的生命。
And then so that in this life, we will have this true life.
这个就是我们信仰追求的目标。
And so this is the goal of our faith.
让神的国在我们内心实现。
That the kingdom of God can be manifested in our heart.
在我们的生活中实现。
That it can be manifested in our daily life.
最后，神的国要在天国实现。
And then in the end, that the kingdom of heaven will be manifested in His kingdom.
要从这个地上被带回到天上。
It will be from this world and exalted up into the heavenly kingdom.
这就是信仰的可贵。
And so this is the preciousness of this faith.
在一个有限的人生里面，我们有无限的盼望。
That in this limited world, that we have this limitless hope in heaven.
那个盼望就是天上的天国。
And this hope is in the eternal kingdom of God.
那接下去，比拉多再问他第二个问题。
And so after that, Pilate asked him a second question.
因为三十七节下半句，主耶稣这样说。
Because of what Jesus said on the second half of verse 37.
说我来到世间，特别给真理做见证。
That I should bear witness to the truth.
然后凡属真理的人就听我的话。
Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice.
所以属真理的人就会跟着主耶稣走。
So he who is of the truth will follow that of Jesus Christ.
他就会站在主耶稣这一边。
And he will stand alongside of Jesus.
所以属真理的人他的生命有一个很大的改变。
And so he who is of the truth will have this transformation in his life.
因为他听耶稣的话。
Because he follows and listens to the words of Jesus.
耶稣就变成他的主。
He hears his voice, and so Jesus becomes his Lord in his life.
三十八节，比拉多说：“真理是什么？”
And so Pilate said to him, "What is truth?"
这句话非常的重要。
And this word is very important.
到底真理是什么？
What is truth?
我们有没有想过这个问题？
Have you ever thought about this question?
我想很多人去想这个问题，但是没有答案。
I believe many people ponder about this question, but have no answer.
到底什么是真理？
What is truth?
圣经里面告诉我们，真理必须要有两个特点。
And the Bible explains to us that the truth contains two specialties.
我们看诗篇119篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 119.
诗篇119篇。
Psalms 119.
八十九节。
Verse 89.
119篇八十九节。
Psalms 119, verse 89.
神啊，你的话安定在天，直到永远。
Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven.
这里说神的话安定在天。
Here it says that the word of God is settled in heaven.
天是什么？
What does it mean to be settled in
heaven?
Here we point to the sky, say it's heaven. And Africa also point to heaven. In Asia, people may point to heaven. And you will realize that everyone points to the heaven in all different directions. And this heaven is this boundary without any boundary, and it's in space.
那神的话安定在天。
And so here it says the word of God is settled in heaven.
也就是在每一个地方都是适用的。
And that is to say in every place, everywhere, it can be applied.
这个是真理的第一个特点。
And this is the specialty of the truth.
那直到永远。
And up until forever,
是无穷尽的时间。
It is the without the boundary of time.
就是在人类历史里面的每一个时刻都是适用的。
And that is to say that throughout history, this truth can be applied.
那我们仔细看，真理在哪里？
And so if we look into where is the truth?
如果我们在我们自己的家里面，你在书架里面找找看，有哪一本书是100年前人写的？
And so if you look into your home library and you look throughout the books, which book have been written about 100 years before?
你会发现很少。
Or written by more than 100 people, you see that it is
100 年前写,
before 100 years, you see that not many books are written before that.
300年前更少。
Or 300 is even more unique.
有哪一本书是一千年前人写的?
Or any book that is written before 1,000 years ago.
差不多没有。
It is probably none.
有哪一本书是两千年前人的人写的?
Or any book that is written 2,000 years ago.
我们都觉得这已经过时了。
You will probably think this is an antique. It is past its time.
两千年前社会文化都不一样。
2,000 years ago, the culture and its history and the people are all very different.
所以人的思想也不一样。
And the thoughts of people are different.
写出来的书现在怎么能读呢？
And so what they have written 2,000 years ago, how can it be applied to our daily life today?
但是有很多人，包括没有信耶稣的人，他家里面有很多本圣经。
But there are many people who have, even those who do not believe in Jesus Christ also have this Bible in their home.
圣经的最后一卷是两千年前写的。
The last book in the Bible was written 2,000 years ago.
圣经的第一卷是三千多年前写的。
And the first book in the Bible was probably written 3,000 or so years ago.
但是到现在，圣经是全世界最畅销的一本书。
But up until today, the Bible is the book that is most published and most widely distributed.
在这个历史的演变多中，
and so throughout the changes of history,
不晓多少人想要改变圣经。
How many people, you will wonder how many people would try to change this book?
但是没有成功。
But were unsuccessful at changing it.
有多少的人啊，想要消灭圣经？
How many people want to destroy this book?
也没有成功。
But they were not successful.
有一个人写一本书叫做《影响世界的十本书》。
And there was a person who wrote this article and said the book wrote actually a book that says the most ten influential books of human history.
这是一个美国的作者。
It was written by an American author.
但是他里面没有把圣经放进去。
But in his out of the ten, he did not mention the Bible.
他特别说明。
And he especially explained it.
世界有十本书改变整个世界。
He said in history, there are 10 books that changes the world.
但是圣经超越这十本书。
But he also explained and said that the Bible exceeds and excels these 10 books.
所以他没有把圣经放到里面。
So he doesn't even include the Bible in this 10 category.
世界有很多的好书。
In this book, there are many good books.
没有读是一种损失。
That if you do not read it, it is, seems as though you are at a loss.
但是圣经是书中之书。
But the Bible itself is the book of many books.
因为圣经里面的话是真理。
Because the words that is written in this book is the truth.
经过几千年的考验，现在人还是在读圣经。
It has gone through the test of time, and yet today people still read the Bible.
而且还是照着圣经的话去活。
And continue to live their life according to the Bible.
所以每一个人照圣经的话去活，都发现生命改变了。
And so everyone who read the Bible and live according to its word realize that there is a change in their life.
婚姻改变了。
That there is a change in their marriage.
家庭改变了。
That there is a change in their family.
生活改变了。
That there is a change in their personal life.
这个不是真理吗？
If this is not truth, then what is it?
它是安定在天，
It has been established in the heavens.
我们仔细看，
If we look at it closely,
全世界科学最发达在哪里？
Where is the place in which have the most advanced in science?
是在美国。
It is here in the land of the United States.
我知道美国有几州叫做 Bible Belt， 就是圣经带的一个州。
And in the United States, there are many states which are considered as the Bible Belt.
我们在单单在达拉斯那一条街里面就好多的会堂。
If you look into Dallas, in the city of Dallas, in certain streets, they're just filled with churches.
虽然科学是在求真理。
Even though that science is to pursue what is true,
但是到最后我们发现真正的真理是在圣经。
But in the end, you will come to realization that the truth is in the scripture.
所以我们研究科学跟研究圣经是不冲突的。
And so if you research science and you research the Bible, it is not conflicting on each other.
因为真理是研究神的话。
Because truth is to study the words of God.
研究神本身
is to study God himself.
但是科学是研究神创造的东西是物质的。
And, but science is the study of the creation of things made by the hands of God.
如果科学跟真理有冲突，这是人的解释有问题。
If there is a contradiction between science and the truth of God,then it is due to the error in human interpretations.
因为神的话跟神的存在跟神的创作是不冲突的。
Because the words of God, the existence of God, and the things in which he create is not to contradict each other.
那到底哪一个比较难？
And so, which one is harder?
认识创造万物的神比较难，还是认识神所创造的万物比较难？
To understand the God in heaven, or to understand the things in which he created?
这个很简单。
It's very easy to answer.
是电脑比较聪明，还是人脑比较聪明？
Is it the computer which is more knowledgeable, or is the human brain more knowledgeable?
现在的电脑功能很多。
Here today, our computers are very advanced and has many functions.
但这是人脑创造的。
But it has been created through the mind of human beings.
这是人脑可以控制的。
It is controlled by the minds of man.
电脑是人脑可以去了解的。
And computer is understandable by the human mind.
所以要了解人脑比了解电脑困难。
And so it is harder to understand the minds of man than to understand the processor of a computer.
同样，要了解神创造这个物质界。
And so likewise,If we two are to study to understand the creation of God,
只要你头脑聪明，你就可以了解。
As long as you have the knowledge and the wisdom, you can come to understand science.
但是要了解创造万物的神。
But to understand this God who created the universe,
不只是人脑聪明就可以了解。
It is not to be comprehended only by the mere mind of a man.
因为人毕竟是人，人是被造的，所以人是有限的。
Because man is simply a man, a man has been created.And he has been created by God.
就好像神所创造一个地球，它既然是物质，所以它是有限的。
And just as God created the earth also has its limits, and so man has its limits.
所以聪明就是在被造有限当中，我们比别人多一点点的了解力，这样而已。
And so to say one is wise or intelligent, it is only by comparing to others who has also been created by the hands of God.
但是神是无限的。
But God is without limit.
如果人用人脑可以去了解无限的神。
And so if by the limits of the mind of man trying to understand the infinite God, it is impossible.
这只有两个可能。
There is only two possibilities to understand.
第一个可能。
The first possibility.
神是有限的。
And that is to conclude that God is within a limit.
所以你可以用人脑了解。
So that you can be understand by your human mind.
第二个。
The second.
那个无穷能力的神打开你的心。
That the Almighty God open your mind and your heart.
将他自己启示在你心里面。
That he reveal his mystery unto you.
这样你才有可能了解。
Only then will you be able to understand.
所以我们今天要学习真理。
And so today we are to come to know the truth.
这是学习神的话。
It is to study the words of God.
这也是学习神本身。
It is also to say we study God himself.
那是安定在天直到永远。
It is settled in heaven forever.
也就是说，宇宙的任何一个知识，任何一个存在，都不能够跟神的话，跟神本身来相比。
And that is also to say there is no knowledge or intellect or anything in this world that can compare to the words of God.
法律是真理吗？
Is law considered truth?
美国跟加拿大只隔一条线。
The United States and Canada are separated by just a boundary.
但是法律不太一样。
But their laws may be different.
美国的每一州有时候法律也不太一样。
Even within the United States, the states have their own rules and laws.
而且200年前的法律跟现在也不太一样。
And 2000 years ago, the laws that was stated then was different than what is now.
所以法律随着社会的风俗文化一直在变。
And so law changes over time with the culture and traditions of man.
包括现在把同性恋也变成合法。
Even today, we would say, it is legal to be a homosexual.
所以我们知道法律不是真理。
And so we know from all these examples that law is not to be said the truth.
我们人很喜欢谈文化。
We all like to discuss about culture.
Oh,
you say this church is a church for Asians.
我在美国长大,
I grew up in America, so I cannot accept this.
文化是真理吗?
Is culture considered the truth?
每个地方文化都不一样。
Everywhere, their cultures are different than one another.
你到夏威夷去,
if you go to Hawaii,
它的文化是见面要相抱的,
the culture there is when you greet one another, you would greet one another with a hug.
你到日本去,
when you go to Japan,
它的文化是要鞠躬, 越低越好, 90度,
that when you greet one another, you are to bow. The lower you bow, the more respect you give to another person.
你到非洲去,
if you go to Africa,
它的文化是敲锣打鼓, 欢迎你,
is the when you greet one another, they greet one another with drums and music.
文化是整个社会变成多彩多姿,
and so culture has become very diverse in this world.
但是文化不是真理,
but the culture is not to be considered as the truth.
文化会改变,
because culture changes.
那有的人很喜欢称自己叫知识分子, intellectual.
Many people may want to consider themselves intellectuals.
如果你有钱,
if you have wealth,
但是你没有知识,
but you do not have the intellect,
那别人就说, 这个身上有铜臭, 这个有钱就有钱的, 好像不够高级,
but then they say this person is rich without the class.
但是如果你很有钱,
but if you are wealthy,
又可以称作知识分子,
but also an intellectual,
似乎这个有钱就高了一等,
and then this your level of wealth will be elevated another level.
所以很多人要在自己的头衔上挂一些知识分子,
and so many rich people would like to be considered an intellectual as well.
表示他比别人多读几本书,
they would compare themselves better than others, that they have more knowledge.
但是我们仔细看,
but if we look at this closely,
哲学思想,
the intellect and knowledge,
哲学思想,
philosophy wise,
这是一直在改变的,
continues to also change over time.
现在在流行,
what is popular today,
很多人在读,
many people may read.
盖过十年以后, 没有人读了,
but then 10 years from now, it may not be popular.
我们做学生的时候, 读的书, 现在没有人读了,
the books that we studied while we were still students, probably is not read by anyone today.
因为新的潮说, 学流潮说已经出来了,
because new knowledge are being published and new stories being published.
所以要赶得上时代, 这是好的。
And so to be up to date in our culture is a good thing.
但是赶得上时代并不等于他站在绝对的真理上面。
But to be able to match what is currently in the culture, it does not equate to having achieved the truth.
因为所谓时代一直在演变，就是表示它一直在改变。
Because as time changes, it also changes.
它的标准，它的目标一直在改变。
Its goals and its standards also continue to change.
所以如果我们听很多不同文化成长的人,
and so if we are one in which we have different cultures as we grow up,
真的有时候让你没有办法判断什么是对的。
Sometimes you lose the judgment to discern what is right and wrong.
因为每一个人都好像对,
because it seems as though everyone is correct.
没有一个是绝对的对,
there is no absolute right or wrong.
因为世界没有一个是绝对的,
because there seems as though there is nothing in this world that is absolute.
每一个人你的喜欢就是你的标准,
that everyone, as long as you like it, that is your standard.
所以这个造成世界的混乱,
and so this brings upon chaos in this world.
要怎么去整合这个整个世界,
and so how are you to unify the whole world,
让我们不会在太多的标准当中迷失,
so that we are not lost. We ourselves are not lost in this many thoughts and cultures of the world.
唯一的方法就是回到真理上面。
And the only way is to return back to the truth.
因为它是安定在天, 直到永远。
Because the truth is settled in heaven forever.
这就是真理的可贵。
And so this is the preciousness of truth.
也就是主耶稣所要带给我们。
And this is what has been brought to us through Jesus Christ.
如果有一个人告诉他爸爸,
if there's a person that said, oh, father,
啊, 我很想念医科,
I would like to be a dentist.
啊, 医科,
I would like to study medicine.
哦, 那, medical, 啊, 那这个爸爸一定很高兴啊。
And his father would probably be very happy.
啊, 因为你现在看社会的排榜啊, 这个医生的社会地位是相当被尊重的, because 收入也高。
Because the status in this world put a doctor, the medical doctor, as one of the higher careers in this world.
但是如果一个孩子告诉爸爸, 我想要读哲学,
But if a son tells his father that, "Father, I would like to study philosophy."
啊，这个爸爸说，你到底也是这就头你头脑有没有想错？
And then, but his father would probably question his son and say, probably, is there something wrong with why you want to pick philosophy?
你成绩这么好，你 SAT 这么高，你说去读哲学？
You have good grades, your SAT is very high in its score. Why do you want to study philosophy?
你将来出来大概只可以教书而已啊。
What you can come out of it in the future after you studied it is probably just to be a teacher.
如果一个孩子说，爸爸，我想去读神学。
But if a son said to his father, say, "Father, I would like to study theology."
哇，他的爸爸一定说，你是到哪一个教会被迷惑的？
And then his father will probably respond to him, which church have you gone and you have been brainwashed?
一个小孩子在读神学。
That his son wants to study theology.
所以我们常常对我们的下一代用很现实的眼光来替他们决定他们的前途。
And so many times we use a very superficial perspective to make a judgment or decisions for our children.
但是我们本身那个眼光本身是不是符合安定在天直到永远那个真理？
But we must come back to this question ourselves whether our perspective and our decisions are based on something that is settled in heaven forever.
科学有一个益处。
Science, there is a benefit.
就是它可以带给我们健康。
And that is, it can, studying it, it can bring us good health.
所以我看了，现在好多人活了80岁。
And so, because of advancement in science and medicine, people live to age 80 plus.
有90岁的。
Even in the 90s.
再过几年，这个敬老会可能有100岁的。
In a few years, our tribute to the elderly may even have those who may hit the centennials.
所以科学研究让医学发达，医药进步，让营养进步。所以人活得越来越长。
And so, research and advancement in science makes medicine even more advanced and prolongs the health of an individual.
但是当人活得长寿的时候，连带第二个问题出来。
But then, when one have lived a long life, a second question still arises.
要怎么才能够活得快乐？
How is it that one is to live a joyful life?
医生只能够叫你怎么做不会生病。
A doctor can only make suggestions as to what to do so that you can prevent being sick.
医生本身也不一定很快乐，天天看病人。
The doctor himself may not be happy every day because he sees patients every day.
我在加拿大遇到一个信徒。
In Canada, I met a believer.
他本来是忧郁症的。
And initially, he had depression.
他去看了一个心理医生。
And so he went to see a psychiatrist.
说他后来换另外一个。
And then later on, he changed another doctor.
因为他原来那个心理医生自杀了。
Because his initial psychiatrist killed himself.
因为天天坐在那里听人心里有病，听到自己就有病。
Because his psychiatrist listened to the problems of so many people that he couldn't take it anymore, so he killed himself.
所以医学能够让我们活得很健康。
And so science, studying science can make one maybe perhaps live a healthy life.
那要怎么才会活得快乐？
But how is it that we live life that is joyful?
哦，这就有一套人生哲学。
Then you come into the philosophy of life.
所以有人说，老人有三宝。
And so there is a saying that an old man has three treasures.
第一个要有老伴。
And the first is that you have someone to accompany you.
老伴啊，太太啊。
Like your spouse.
啊，第二个要有老友。
And the second is to have old friends.
啊，因为有时候你跟孩子也不能讲很多，老友什么都可以讲。
Because sometimes there's a gap between speaking with your children, but with your same age friends, you can speak many topics.
第三个要老本，老本啊，要一点积蓄。
And the third is that you have some money, finance.
你不需要伸手跟小孩子要钱。
So you don't have to stretch out your hand to ask your children for money.
那除了这个之外，
And so besides these three,
你要去安排很多你的时间。
Then you must schedule your time.
怎么去投入一些艺术、一些运动、一些养花、养草、养狗
？To find out something of interest to you, or some hobbies that you could do, like raise pets or certain crafts.
这样你才会活得觉得自己很充实，这样觉得很快乐。
Then you feel that you live a life more plentiful, more abundant.
但是如果我们再问一个问题
，But then if you carry a question even further,
你这样活有意义吗？
If you live such a life, is your life meaningful?
你人生的价值在哪里？
What is the value or the preciousness of your life?
忽然间，这个人生哲学没有办法回答。
All of a sudden, the philosophy of life cannot answer this question.
那这就进到神学里面了。
And then from here, you will carry into the study of God.
就是站在神的立场来看人生是怎么一回事。
And that is to stand in the perspective of man, what is the role of living as a man.
所以你抓住了神创造人的目的。
And so if you grab hold of the purpose of God for man,
然后朝着这个目的这样一直去前进,
and then you know and understand that goal and you proceed and try to walk by it,
那这样的人生叫做有意义,
and then this kind of life will become meaningful.
因为它有一个不会消失的目标,
because it has a goal or a destination that is not perishable.
所以这种努力它的价值是不会消失的。
And so this kind of effort, this striving will not be considered to be in vain.
那这样活的一辈子,
And so if one lives this his whole life,
这种人生叫做有价值的人生,
then he have lived a life that is called a worth or worthy life.
所以不懂得真理的人,
So one who does not come to understand the truth,
是一个迷失的人,
is one who is considered lost.
因此我们不能够随便问人我的人生要怎么来计划我的未来。
And so we cannot just ambiguously ask anyone on the street and say, how am I supposed to live a meaningful life?
因为他如果不懂得真理,
because if he does not know the truth,
他就没有绝对的标准,
then he has nothing that is of an absolute standard
to live by. 他只能够告诉你十年后一百年后会改变那个标准。
He can only tell you what happens 10 years or 100 years later, the standards that may change.
所以真理是何等的重要。
And so it is very important for each one of us to pursue what is the absolute truth.
有谁不羡慕所罗门？
Who does not admire King Solomon?
当我们在讲所罗门很虚空。
When we talk about what King Solomon said about vanity of vanities.
年轻人说。
And he said, the young man said,
让我来体验吧，到最后虚空我也甘愿。
The young man read his book and said, you know what, let me try to experience this vanity, even though if it's vanity, I am content.
所罗门的梦是我们现在在每个人在追求的。
The dream of King Solomon has been pursued by many people of this world.
第一个,
the first,
他地上头脑很聪明。
That he is very wise and he is full of knowledge.
抬头论天上万象。
And everything that of study in the under the heavens, he can understand.
天文学家。
He can be an astronomer.
地上低头练飞禽走兽。
He can study creatures that walk upon the earth.
他是动物学家。
And he is a biologist.
植物学家。
He is a life scientist.
他出口可以做诗篇。
And
他是文学家。
He is a great at literature. He can write psalms and proverbs.
我们现在每一个父母这么忙，不是希望我们的孩子望子望女成龙成凤吗？
And the parents today labor so hard for their next generation, hoping that they can make something of themselves.
所以安息日可以不来。
So they can say, they can be excused for Sabbath day. They don't need to come to church.
学这个学那个。
They need to take upon this lesson, and they can learn this and that.
身上有十八般的武艺。
And so that they have multiple things that they can they are able to do.
这个是所罗门的第一步。
And this is the first step of walking toward King Solomon.
再来读好学校。
And then is to get into a good school.
为什么？
Why?
因为将来赚好很多钱。
Because later on they can earn more money.
那接下去权就是出名。
And then the next step is to be famous.
再来就是享受。
And then to enjoy, enjoy life.
这就是所罗门的重新再版。
And so these are the footsteps that is set as we see in King Solomon.
那请问当我们的人生这样做追求的时候，
And so let's ask ourselves if our life is going in this direction,
有没有一个绝对的标准在引导我们？
Is there an absolute standard that leads our life?
如果没有，
If there isn't,
我们是迷失的，
then we are lost.
因为我们的结论会跟所罗门一样，
Because our conclusion will ultimately be the same as King Solomon.
所以真理是什么？
And so what is truth?
真理好像那个 GPS 那一点给你定了一点。
That truth is like today, that point in the GPS for us to go.
是不会改变的。
That point in which you have destined and that does not change.
不论你转到哪里。
No matter how you change your direction or turn right or left.
方向永远指定那一点。
But it will recalculate to ultimately lead you to that destination.
那一点就是天上的神。
And that destination is the heavenly kingdom.
所以只有神的话才能够引导你向神。
And so only the word of God can lead you to that destination, the kingdom of God.
只有主耶稣这一条路。 才能够带你归向神。
And it is only the way that is established by the Lord Jesus Christ that can lead you to that destination.
不管一个人多么聪明，
no matter how one can be an intellect,
得过多少个诺贝尔奖金，
or had received how many Nobel Prizes,
如果他不认识真理，
if he does not come to understand or know the truth,
不认识耶稣，
or do not know Jesus Christ,
他是一个愚蠢的人，
he is one who is considered foolish,
他是一个迷失的人，
he is one who is considered lost,
因为再过一百年他就消失。
Because after 1 year have passed, he disappeared and is no more.
他的成就就过去了。
And his accomplishment will also be wiped out.
所以今天我们来这个查考真理。
And so today we come to study the truth.
这是非常的可贵。
It is very precious.
让你找到一个绝对的标准。
It is so that you can come to understand this absolute standard.
人生有很多的假象。
In this world, there are many things that are deceitful.
让我们觉得好像活得很幸福。
It may let us feel that we live a life so joyful, so happy.
这些假象就是一些社会的潮流所造成的。
And these are created by the many trends and the popular flows of the world.
所以如果我们没有真理在心里面，
And so if we do not have the abundance of truth in our hearts,
我们很容易在这个社会的潮流里面随波逐流。
That is very easy for us to be carried by any trends that happens in the world.
浪费我们宝贵的生命。
And have wasted our precious life.
跟神给我们很多的恩典。
And the many blessings that God wants to give to us.
那等我们认识了真理，
But when we come to understand the truth,
我们就有一个判断力。
Then we have this ability to be able to discern.
在很多的假象当中看到人生的真相。
That in many of the falseness of today's world that we can see what is the truth behind it.
人生的真相是什么？
What is the true directions of life?
这是大家不愿意听的。
And that is something that many people would not like to accept.
人生的真相就是虚空。
What is the true direction of life? The ultimate direction is vanity of vanity.
所以有一个传道人。
And so there was a preacher.
他在讲传道书。
And he was talking about study the book of Ecclesiastes.
讲了几章以后，他妈妈打电话，一个妈妈打电话给那传道人。
And so after he had studied a few chapters, a mother called him one day.
啊，说传道，不要讲传道书。
He said, Pastor, let us not study the book of Ecclesiastes in church.
我叫我的孩子读书要认真。我的孩子说，虚空啊。
I try to encourage my children to study hard in school, but their response is all meaningless of meaningless.
那个传道说，我还没有讲到十二章啊。
But then the pastor said, I haven't even got to chapter 12.
等我讲到十二章，你就知道我要讲什么。
When I get to chapter 12, the conclusion, then you will understand what I am trying to say.
第一章到十一章
，from chapter one to chapter 11 of Ecclesiastes, is talk about meaningless of meaningless.
如果你要盖房子。
But if you want to build a house,
第一件事情做什么?
First thing, what is it that you need to do?
你要把旧房子拆掉。
That you must demolish the old building, the old house.
旧的没有拆掉，新的盖不起来。
If you do not take away the old house, then you cannot build a new house upon it.
如果你要进建新的人生，过新的人生。
And so if you want to live a new life,
你要把旧的观念拆掉。
Then you must take away the old concepts of life.
旧的观念是什么?
What is the old concept of life?
没有神，我也过得可以过得很有意义。
And that is, without God in my life, I can still live a very meaningful life.
没有神，我也可以过得很有价值的人生。
Without God in my life, I can still live a very precious life.
这个是旧的观念。
This is the old concept.
因为这是自己骗自己的。
Because this is when one deceives and lies to oneself.
因为在真理的检验之下。
Because under the perceptions of the truth.
没有神，一切都是空的。
Without God, everything is considered as vanity, as void.
这个拆掉。
And so if you take away this old concept,
才可以建起来。
Then you can establish this new life.
新的是什么?
What is the new?
要敬畏神。
And that is to come to fear and to revere God.
谨守他的诫命。
And to keep his commandments.
这是你人生的目标。
This is the purpose and the goals of man.
当这个目标确定了。
And when you have established and understand this purpose,
我们就知道我为什么读书。
Then you will come to understand your purpose behind studying and having an education.
我们就知道我为什么赚钱。
Then you will understand the purpose of why we need to earn a living.
因为我人生的目标非常的清楚。
Because I am very clear about the purpose of my life.
所以我每一个努力都是朝着那个目标前进。
And so everything that we strive for in this life will ultimately come and flow into this main goal.
所以当我们用真理塑造人生的方向。
And so when we have this truth to lead us and to our destination,
忽然间你发现读书也不是虚空,
then you will realize that you study and have an education is not meaningless.
赚钱也不是虚空,
to earn a living, to make money is not meaningless.
为什么?
Why?
因为你有真理,
because you have the truth with you,
引导你们进入真的目标,
that will lead you into the final destination of,
所以诸位,
of life. So dear friends,
如果今天你被称作无知,
and so today if you have been called as foolish,
那是何等大的侮辱。
That is a very great disrespect and a great disrespect.
但是请问,
but let us ask ourselves,
诸位, 你对圣经的道理认识多少?
Do you understand? How much do you understand of the words in the Bible?
你对主耶稣认识多少?
How much do you know of Lord Jesus Christ?
这个是绝对的标准。
This is the absolute standard.
这是最重要的。
And this is what is most important.
请问我们认识多少?
Let us ask ourselves, how much do we understand?
忽然间我们发现在最重要的问题上我们是无知的。
All of a sudden we realize that in this most important question of all that weHave been ignorant.
这是人生最可怕的地方。
And this is what is most dreadful upon a person's life.
今天我们所怕的不是生病。
Today, what we fear is not about being sick.
我们所怕的是我们不知道自己生病。
And what we are afraid the most is that we are not aware that we are sick.
今天我们怕的不是无知。
What we are afraid of, not because today we are ignorant.
我们所怕的是不知道自己无知。
We are afraid the most is that we areIgnorant that we are ignorant.
我们以为我们读了很多的书。
We thought to ourselves that I have received much education.
所以我是知识分子。
And therefore I consider myself to be an intellect.
因此我可以带领整个社会。
Therefore I can be a prime mover in the society.
社会不能缺乏我。
And so the society cannot go on without me.
社会缺乏这个知识分子就会走偏。
That if the society does not have intellectuals, then it will go astray.
但是如果我们没有读过神的话，
But if we have never read or understand the words of God,
就是绝对的真理,
this which is the absolute truth,
虽然我们是知识分子,
even though we may be an intellectual in society,
我们会把社会带进去一个离开神的地方,
then we will bring and lead society into an area which does not have the existence of God.
那个是灾殃的开始,
and that is also the beginning of destruction.
因为神创造一切都是好的,
because what God has created initially, he could deem as good,
包括婚姻是好的,
including what is considered as marriage,
包括家庭是好的,
as what is considered as a family.
神看一切都是好的,
God created all things to be good.
为什么现在有这么多不幸福的婚姻?
But why is it that today there are so many marriage that is considered very bad?
为什么现在有这么多问题的家庭?
Why is it that there are so many families in this world that is so awry and so wrong?
很多的人在里面都是高等的知识分子。
And many of these people are intellectuals in society.
关键在乎他们不认识真理。
And the matter all comes down that is that they do not understand the truth.
所以把他们的家庭、把他们的生活、把他们的婚姻带向一个没有神的世界。
And so they let their life, their family, their marriage into a world that does not have God's existence.
带进一个不幸福的地方。
Into a place that is not able to enjoy the joy.
诸位，我们来看一段圣经。
Let's look into a passage.
雅各书第一章。
The book of James, chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。
James, chapter 1.
十七节。
Verse 17.
各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐都是从上头来的，从众光父在那里降下来，在他并没有改变也没有转动的影儿。
Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning.
这里说美善的恩赐、全备的赏赐是从上头来的。
Here said every good gift and every perfect gift is from above.
上头是哪里？
What is from above?
从神来的。
Is from God.
他是众光之父。
He is the Father of lights.
在他里面没有黑暗。
And so in him there is no shadow, no darkness.
所以在神的里面。
And so in God,
是美善的,
everything is good,
是全备的,
everything is perfect,
是没有黑暗的,
it is without darkness.
如果我们认识真理,
if we understand the truth,
我们的人生往真理的方向去走,
and we walk our life toward the direction of the truth,
我们能够活在真理里面,
and we can live in truth,
在神的里面,
in God,
我们的人生就充满着美善的恩赐跟全备的赏赐。
Then you will discover your life will be filled with every good gift and perfect gift from above.
我们的人生就没有黑暗。
And then in our life there is no darkness.
因为神是光。
Because God is light.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
236首。
Sing him 236.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story.My song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight.Visions of rapture that burst from my side. Angels descending, ring from above. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior.Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior, happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness.Lost in his love. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long.
Please be seated.
好，我们来看一节圣经，然后一起祷告。
Let's refer to a passage before our prayer.
请看约翰福音十六章。
Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 16.
十二节。
Verse 12.
十六章十二节。
Chapter 16 of John, verse 12.
我还有好些事要告诉你们，但现在你们不能够担当或者了解。十三节。
13.
只等真理的圣灵来，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见都说出来，并且把这个事告诉你们。这个地方主耶稣告诉他的门徒。
Here Jesus Christ shared with his disciples.
说我有很多话要告诉你们。
He said, I still have many things that to say to you.
但是你们没有办法了解。
But you are unable to understand them now.
主耶稣讲的话就是灵，就是生命。
And so the words of Jesus, what he speaks of is life, and it is of the Spirit.
是一种奥秘。
It is of mystery.
因为主耶稣是从天上来的。
Because Jesus is from the heaven.
所以他来讲天上的事情。
And so he speaks things of heaven.
那为什么门徒没有办法了解？
And why is it that the disciples are unable to understand?
因为人不能够用地上的理性来了解。
Because man is not able to understand the things of the Spirit by the things of the earth.
但这并不等于人永远不能了解。
But it does not mean that man will never come to this understanding.
十三节。
Verse 13.
真理的圣灵来，他们要明白一切的真理。
He said, when the Spirit of truth has come, they will understand all truth.
圣经在描写真理，叫做真理的圣灵。
Here, when the Bible
圣灵叫真理的圣灵。
Refer the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of truth.
所以圣灵跟真理好像一个铜板的两面。
And so Holy Spirit and truth is like faces on the same coin.
这是连在一起的。
They are as one.
神要把他的灵降在我们身上。
And so God wants His Spirit to be poured upon us.
狗的灵可以了解狗的事情。
The spirit of the dog can understand the spirit of the dog.
所以有时候你看啊，有的人家里养了很多的宠物。
And so if you observe someone who may have many pets at home,
过年节过节大家在那里开玩笑哈哈大笑猫狗一直看怎么一回事啊
But then during the holidays, if they're gathered together and they're discussing and they're laughing, but then the pets are just staring and not understanding what the people are laughing about.
猫狗没有办法了解
The cats and dogs are unable to understand.
因为人高一等。
Because man is higher than the animals.
神的存在高过人。
But God's existence is higher than man.
高多少呢？
How much higher?
以赛亚书说。
In the book of Isaiah, it says.
说我们像微尘。
That we are as as dust.
这个空气中有很多灰尘，你看到吗？没有。
The air we breathe have dust, and you can't even see it with your naked eyes.
如果有一个很强的光照进来
，and so if there's a strong beam of light that shines,
你就看到很多的灰尘。
Then you'll see many dust particles.
我们好像微尘。
And the Bible says we are like dust particles comparing to God.
在神的面前好像没有一样。
And so in the presence, in the eyes of God, we are as though we are nothing.
所以人是何等的渺小。
So we are very minute.
怎么去认识神?
How is it we are to understand this great God?
神应许要把他的灵降在我们身上。
But God promised that He will send to us His Spirit.
那我们就有从神来的智慧去了解神。
And then we will have the understanding to understand God.
忽然间你就发现圣经的道理很有趣。
Then you will understand the teachings in the Bible will become very interesting.
很宝贵。
It's very precious.
里面就是亮光。
Everything in this Bible is light.
就是生命。
It is life.
就是福气。
It is blessings.
因为你看得
Because you can finally understand it.
那个关键就是圣灵。
And that, to understand it, is upon receiving the Spirit of God.
我记得我们伯恩教会有个慕道者，不晓得最近现在有没有来。
I remember there was a truth seeker in Bowen Park Church not long ago.
慕道很久。
Actually, he was a truth seeker for a long time.
他夫妻感情很好。
And he has a good relationship with his spouse.
他每次听道理都很受感动。
And every time he listened to the sermon, he's very moved.
回到家里面呢、啊，他们两个就开始谈话，都说有时候谈到两三点钟。我不晓得诸位有没有夫妻感情这么好。
And then when he goes home with his spouse, they will converse about the sermon they have just learned and speak until and discuss until two or in the morning. I don't know if any one of us have such a good relationship with our spouse.
哎呦，他的先生就用科学解经法把他所有的感动都解光了。
And but her actually is a woman, but her husband would use science to try to explain everything, and then she would lose her inspiration.
所以她常常来问相同的问题。
And so because many times she asked the same questions.
后来她现在被派回到台湾去半年。
Later on, her husband got sent back to Taiwan for business.
后来听了很感动，就得圣灵了。
And he went back and. He was moved by the words of God, and he received the Holy Spirit.
那有一阵子啊，他都没有问问题。
And then one time, he for some time he did not ask questions.
一个姐妹啊，没有问问题。
The sister did not ask any questions.
那你就问他，哎，你最近为什么没有问题
？And so I felt strange. I asked her, "How come recently you have no questions?"
他说我得圣灵以后，听道理都没有问题了。
And she
一听就懂。
She witnessed and say, "After I received the Holy Spirit." I couldn't understand what is said on the pulpit. So miraculous.
她常常祷告，她觉得心里很甜美。
And sometimes, many times she pray and she feels so joyful, so sweet inside.
这是神赐给我们宝贵的圣灵的功用。
And this is the preciousness of the Holy Spirit that God has given us.
让你对真理听得懂。
So that you can come to understand better of the truth.
你就会去享受它。
And then you could really enjoy it.
而且圣灵降临。
And so when the Holy Spirit comes,
就是神的同在。
It signifies the abundance of God.
你这心就觉得很甜美。
Then you feel this sweetness in your heart.
也不是捡到钱，但是你就觉得很喜乐。
It's not like you found some money, but it's just hard to describe that you feel this comfort, the sweetness in your heart.
这个讲不出来，你可以体验的。
It's words. It is words indescribable, only for you to experience personally.
所以我们现在来祷告，来求圣灵。
And so now we would like to kneel down to pray for the Holy Spirit.
第一句话，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And so we begin our prayer by saying, "In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray."
念一次。
And then we say that once.
然后重复念哈利路亚赞美耶稣。
And then after that we say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
跪下来代表对神的尊敬。
We kneel down in reverence to God.
眼睛合起来帮助我们专心。
We close our eyes in order to concentrate better.
那想神就在你面前，你向他感谢、赞美、祈求。
And so just think that God is standing before you to meditate and to give praise and glory to His name.
如果你用很诚恳的心向他祈求，你就会有体验。
And now if you really sincerely pursue Him out of the genuineness of your heart, you will experience Him.
所以如果你想要求圣灵,
and so if you want to pray for the Holy Spirit,
要求恩典或接受按手,
to receive grace or receive the laying of hands,
欢迎你到前面来,
you are welcome to come and pray with us in the front.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let's all kneel down and pray.